Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 214.
Computes and otters and everything else under the sun.
Welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray, episode 214.
Yes, and welcome everyone. If you're a new listener, welcome. And we talk about bear stuff, gay stuff, and non-gay stuff, and sci-fi, whatever. We talk about a lot of things around here. Anyway, okay, so we also do weekend updates. We've just been busy. It's Pride. Happy Pride, everyone. Happy Pride.
Hey, I'm being gay.
Yep. You're the gay. Okay,
I got a mustache.
You got a mustache. I got a mustache. Okay.
She got a mustache.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a Pride. It's been a busy Pride month for us and for you. What happened to you this weekend?
Let's see. What did happen this weekend? I can't remember.
You can remember?
I can't remember. I'm blind. Oh, Friday night, I went bowling.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
So my game's getting a little better. I averaged an 89.
Okay.
So my game's improving.
Yeah.
Much improving for the second time we're going bowling.
Yeah.
Let's see. Saturday, just hung out around the house.
Oh, we ate. Friday night, we ate at 10-10 for...
Oh, 10-10.
For that hot... I had a hot pot. What did you have?
I raped some little Asian boys there with my eyes.
Yeah.
Repeatedly.
Lots of chasers.
I don't think they caught on, though.
No, I don't think they would.
No, I had the bolo lock because that's one of the few dishes of Vietnamese food that I can eat. Really? And they usually can't mess up, except for mice. They've messed it up, so I don't go back to mice for that.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, that's why I don't go to mice anymore. The food keeps getting worse every time I go.
It's funny what Wayne was telling us about, giving us he was describing the people there, the gangs, and the people who were hanging out there, and it's kind of interesting that, they have security there. They have cops there.
Security.
Yeah, because there are gangs there where we're eating, and there were about eight of us gay guys there eating, so yeah, it was fun. I had the hot pot, Mike.
It was the Akuza.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever they call.
No, so, that's not the Yakuza. They're not in Houston. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, so what else Saturday?
Saturday, we went and saw... What did we go see Saturday?
You guys watched a movie?
We went and saw The Incredible Hulk.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Saturday night. John was like, oh, I'm not going to like it. He actually enjoyed it once he saw it. I liked it, too, because it's kind of more like the old Hulk TV series.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave a nice little tribute to Bill Bixby, and Lou Ferrigno was in it. And, and then, of course, at the end, they had that little setup with the Avengers, possibly. So,
that
was pretty cool.
Okay, what do you think of the last part where... Okay, we're going to spoil it a little. Well, not really much of a spoiler, because most of it was on the trailers anyway. There was that part where he smiled in the end.
Yeah.
Remember he was meditating and his eye and Edward...
He started changing.
He could, and he smiled. I think he can control it now.
I think that's what they set it up to, because eventually I can't remember if it's the cartoon, the TV cartoon series, or actually in the comic books, if at some point he got where he could control it to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's kind of what they set it up to, so they could have a little bit more manageable stories.
Yeah.
Because I know on the new Avengers or something they have? I think it's the new Avengers that the Hulk has evolved in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually one of the team members. Actually, David Banner's kind of kept at the base until something goes wrong, and then they kind of let him go berserko and solve whatever the problem is. And then they have to reel him back in, so...
So that's how they solve it, huh? Okay.
Yeah. So.
I used to collect the Incredible Hulk, but anyway, that's the movies.
I was more of a She-Hulk fan.
She-Hulk.
I've been hoping they'd pull that one off, because that'd be a nice tie-in to Fantastic Four.
Yeah. If they replace the Thing, you have to remove the Thing. Anyway, okay. That's for Saturday. Movies and
Sunday we went to the beach. I got a little sunburn.
You went. Really? Okay. Who else went?
Just me and John. We went down to the beach. Yep.
Galveston or Freeport?
Galveston.
Galveston. Okay.
And just sat out on the beach for about 3 hours and enjoyed ourselves. I got a little sunburnt. I got to keep remembering that I have to coat myself in like SPF 80 because of the diabetes medication mixed with the appetite suppressant medication makes my skin super sensitive to the sun.
My God, you're a vampire.
So, I don't know if you can see it on the, can you see the redness on the camera?
Oh, okay.
I mean, I had a little sunscreen on. And I sit up under I took the canopy down there and sit up under it the whole time and still got blistered.
Really?
Gosh. Really? Sitting up under the canopy, I got blistered.
I thought you did put a lot, though. Did you smother yourself?
No, I didn't smother myself. I did my face before I left the house and did it real good, my face and ears and my feet, so it would be kind of dry, so it wouldn't be, sand wouldn't all be sticking to me. That was okay, but when I got down there and just kind of did the rest of me, it didn't work too well because I just did it real lightly, I guess, so.
Yeah.
Or didn't put enough. So, but.
It's pretty much
that was my weekend, and then we come back home last night and kind of went berserker and went to Blockbuster, rented like 10 movies.
Really?
Yeah, to watch when we got some free time. So
yeah, I go for Netflix
because there's nothing on TV to watch. So
there's none for now. Yeah. By the way, Saturday, me, Mike, John, and Palima, we went to the True Colors concert, and we got to see Carson Kressley. Who else? You know, from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Queer Eye for a Straight Guy. That's right.
Yeah.
They said it right. And we got to see, who else? Joan Jett. We will rock you. No, I love rock and roll.
Roll. That's right. I love rock and roll, yeah.
Yeah.
Put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll.
Rocky Road. Yeah. And
I love Rocky Road.
Uh-huh. And then after that, we got to see B-52s. Oh, my God. That's the highlight for me. B-52s. Because.
Well, see, I would have went. It's just I cannot stand Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, really? Then you could have just left in the end.
I could not stand Cyndi Lauper.
Why not? What's wrong with her?
Because I guess I grew up with her in the 80s, mm-hmm. and they played her songs over and over until they ran them in the damn ground on regular radio.
Mm-hmm. And she always sings the same songs anyway.
And then she got into that whole deal where she was in the WrestleMania and Captain Lou and all that bullshit, and it just got, I was just over her. Over her!
Over Gosh.
Girl!
But she sang the same songs as last year. That's always her.
Well,
her
that's
number.
The whole thing. She ain't never released a new album since the 80s.
Yeah, so she keeps singing the same songs. Or
same tired shit.
I don't. Mike and I don't like her version of She Bop. You know, She Bop.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, she didn't. She always plays the slower version, and I remember I remember it when I was young listening to it, the fast one, the disco version, and now she's just doing it acoustic and
yeah. Well, you got to remember she's old, so she can't.
Yeah,
she bop.
She cannot bop anymore. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, after that we got to see, like I said, B-52s, and they sang my favorite songs: Private Idaho, Rock Lobster,
and Rusted.
And what else? There are some songs from their new album, Funplex. They're awesome. So
okay, cool.
If they're in your town, everyone listening, if they're in your town, go watch the True Colors concert. But like Ray said, he doesn't like Cyndi Lauper. But she's okay. She's okay. But the other ones are the ones I'm looking forward to see, like B-52s and Joan Jett. They're awesome. Anyway, and then that was Saturday. Yesterday, we did a dragon.
I did drag?
No, not
you and Mike
drag.
Did drag?
No, we're not going in drag. We were doing
there goes Mater and his TV show, The Blossoming Maximilian Alvarez, or whatever it was. And that was on TV the other night, by the way. I meant to record it.
Oh, really? Was it? Oh,
yes, it was on Sundance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we record it.
Anyway, we were building our dragon, and I was assigned to do the spray painting of the frame and stuff. So you'll see it on Pride this coming Saturday. So watch out for it. Great.
I doubt I'll see it because I'll be probably, what number are y'all in the lineup?
Oh, I think, I don't know, probably below 20. What number is the Houston Area Bears?
We're 75.
Oh, that's too far up. Okay, speaking of pride and parade and stuff like that. I heard that Dykes and Bikes and Bears of South Florida did not march at the Pride Parade last weekend in the Stonewall Pride Festival. They didn't march last weekend at the in Fort Lauderdale.
Or National Leather Association Houston's not in the parade either here in town.
Really?
Because from what I understand, they were told the leather community was not that welcome in the parade.
Why?
Don't ask me, but that's the rumor I heard. I don't know if it's true or not. It might be hearsay, but I understand that they have not been too friendly with the leather groups.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about that.
So
breaking news.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, we'd have to ask Mr. Helms to maybe we can have Mr. Helms on the show next week to talk to us about that.
Yeah.
About the Houston's perception of leather clubs and stuff.
What's wrong with leather clubs?
I don't know. I guess it's all the assless chaps. It scares all the straight folks. I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, so I didn't know we didn't. Yeah, the leather club, I didn't know we didn't. That they're not going to march. They said they're not going to march. Is that what it is?
That's my understanding. They're not marching. I mean, I might be completely and utterly wrong, but I do not think they're in the parade, and they don't plan to be because there's not a good relationship there with the Houston Pride Parade. So,
there's no one can.
And I've heard that from other groups too. That the Pride Committee in Houston is getting very kind of overbearing and running people off. So
really, God, is this happening now, huh?
Yeah. Well, I guess they, with the cost it is to enter the parade, it's getting expensive.
Yeah, that's true. They're trying to control it, I guess. What do you think? Because some comments that I've heard that it's becoming too commercialized.
It might be. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with the Pride in Houston and what's going to happen after this year because, you know, the whole deal about moving the Houston Pride Parade downtown and getting out of Montrose and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's not going to happen anymore.
Do the fair and all that stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what actually happens.
Yeah. But, you know, what I think is, my opinion is that having these, let's say, bars like we have Continental, I think they're participating. Chase, they're also Chase Bank, they're also participating. Yeah. And for one thing, they do have community service. They have gay employees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And especially Continental, they have
gay people work at Continental. No.
No, it can't be. No. They're
not the gays.
Not the gays. No. And of course, we have our own Tony's Corner Pocket, just taking care of Houston and our Bears. Okay, one thing I really should thank Tony. He's been a big supporter of the gay community in Houston because he helps out. He's helping us in Houston and our Bears. Yeah. He also helps out on. He also supports the Montrose Softball League, the gay softball league here in Houston. And, it's personally our team. He helps our team also. He sponsors our team, and he really is a big supporter of the gay community.
And you know what the sad thing is? Because of the way the Houston Pride Committee's got the parade set up, people can't go in and do joint stuff on floats because every time you put a name on a float, they charge you $100+.
So what? Oh, so now we're gonna do something combined?
We're doing something combined with Tony.
Yeah.
And that was the reason we did it, so it wouldn't be so expensive because he's gonna pay. He paid for commercial deal, and then it's an extra $100 to have the Houston area Bears name show up on the float. If he did Tony's Corner Pocket, and then put the Montrose Softball League on there, his team that he sponsored.
That's another $100.
And it's all extra money. And I'm just like, well, you know, people can't afford to go out. They want to be in the parade, but, you know, groups can't afford to go out and do an individual float. But if they could combine stuff, maybe they'd have better float entries that have multiple groups on them. But it's still too expensive to kind of do that. So
that's crazy.
So I don't understand that. So I don't know what's going on with the Pride Committee, but it's going to be interesting to see how it eventually falls out.
Yeah, we'll see what happens this coming weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much our Pride talk. Yeah, we're gonna be. I don't know if I'm gonna take videos because I'll be in the parade, so I'll probably take pictures.
Are you the head or the butt of the dragon?
I'll be in the maybe the belly, one of the belly, one of the one handling the belly.
Get
of the
in
dragon.
My belly!
Get in my belly! okay. Sad news, Ray.
Sad news.
What's next?
Everybody, I'm sad to announce that George Carlin, one of the world's foremost comedians, dies at 71. George Carlin, who died of heart failure Sunday at 71, leaves behind not only a series of memorable routines, but a legal legacy. His most celebrated monologue, a frantic, informed riff of those infamous seven words, led to a Supreme Court decision of broadcasting offensive language.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. You know the seven don't
words.
You? You know the seven, don't you? That you can't
they?
Say on television?
Go ahead.
Shit. Piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Those are the heavy seven. Those are the ones that will infect your soul, curb your spine, and keep the country from winning the war. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. So, George, thank you for leaving us a legacy.
Yeah. I didn't know he was the one who said that, you know, that joke about why do people park in the driveway and they drive in a parkway, you know. I didn't know that came from him. I just heard
he used to come up with some. I used to actually like some of his stuff was way out there for me, but 90% of the stuff he did I liked. So, and he also did some great character work on TV and movies. So, so George, we're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's an article here that you sent me, Ray, about dating and personals. This is interesting, guys. Everybody out there listening, this is I don't know. It's not really gay, is it? It's really. How do you describe that?
Well, I put it there because you know I always get accused of being a chicken hawk.
Okay.
And I just want to know why I get such a derogatory tone like
really.
Chicken hawk when women get this older women who date younger men get called cougars.
They're called cougars.
Why can't gay men who like younger men be called something cool like cougars instead of chicken hawks? Mm-hmm. Cougars, not a bad connotation. Chicken hawk, bad connotation.
Okay.
So but anyway, for all of y'all that don't know, cougar refers to an older woman using her 40s to 60s. Sounds like some of that Red Hat Club mess to me, who sexually pursues younger men in their 20s or 30s. This term was used by the TV series 30 Rock. Mm-hmm. An episode they actually called Cougars, How I Met Your Mother, Two and a Half Men, Supernatural. The reality TV show Age of Love and One Tree Hill. I'll actually refer to this topic of cougars. So
they mentioned it, but not necessarily defining it in their shows. Did they?
I don't know. I think actually someone defined it. I think cougars. The episode from 30 Rock was actually about dating older women. And of course, the most famous cougar of all is Samantha from Sex and the City.
That's right. Maybe so, that's right.
At least the fictional cougar hunter. The real cougars out there are people like Cher, Madonna. Mm-hmm. You know, people those older women that dated those young, hot, muscular men with the big.
I would say Sharon Stone.
See, I don't know that much about Sharon Stone. I don't know who she's dated. I know she's a twat to everybody, but I don't know who she dated.
Wait, I thought she's Ashton Kutcher.
No, that's Demi Moore.
That's Demi Moore. She's
Demi
there you go.
Moore.
So
very,
she, very, there you go. She's a cougar.
very cougar. So.
Okay.
But actually, if y'all want to find out more, there is a website called www.urbancougar.com. And it's a whole website dedicated to cougars. And you can go in there. Here's some of the hunting tips they have out here. So for any of you females or any of you gay guys that have female friends that are cougars, here's some hints to help them out that you can, you know, get up their game a little bit. don't be afraid to slum it. Many upscale cougars won't poop into a dive and drink a dollar beer, but they're missing the ideal opportunity to take down the prey. These places are overflowing with college students trying to make the most of their parents' money. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. So, beer bust. All right, so Houston, all you cougars in Houston, go to Two Rows when school's in on Wednesday night. They have dollar draft all night long. It's loaded with college boys.
Okay.
Be perfect. I know I love going there on Wednesday nights.
All right.
So, Take the lead when traveling in packs. Most prey travel in large bands, but they're often intimidated by urban cougars who do the same. Urban cougars must initiate the action. Something as simple as walking up and asking to join her or her friends for a drink should do the trick. Very Once nice. The packs join together, nothing will separate them, save the pairing off for mad animal sex. So, that's it. You know, when you're traveling in packs, get the packs together.
Okay.
keep it light. During initial encounters, it's best to avoid topics like your kids. That'll kill a date in a minute with a guy. For any guy. Married, gay, straight, whatever. Or failed past relationships. Bitches, we don't want to hear about your whining of past relationships. That goes for gay and straight. Nothing scares off prey faster than reality. So, keep up the fantasy. Okay, tips for hunters. Get on the fundraiser circuit. Many urban cougars are actively involved in philanthropic endeavors, like trying to stamp out world hunger or raise money for the Philharmonic. Get some culture. Oh, Lord. Don't care for art? So what? Art galleries and their ilk are swarming with eager urban cougars looking for a kill. Join a gym. And this is true at my gym over here. There's a bunch of cougars that were in there that really always eyeing the young guys. Yeah. Frequent hotel bars. You never know when a hot traveling business cougar will be looking for a little release and guilt-free sex with an anonymous partner. Try to keep it upscale, though. You might get lucky at a Hampton Inn, but do you really want to? So, in other words, you need to hit stuff like the Americas here in Houston. Mm-hmm. Get groceries. Most prey don't go to the grocery store very often because they're lazy, sloppy, and generally poor eaters. But if they're into urban cougars, they'll have to change their ways. You really can pick up urban cougars in the produce section. Something about a young man expounding the virtues of a cucumber just gets them all hot and bothered.
Oh.
So, Central Market, folks. Central Market.
Go to H-E-B Central Market. So. Okay.
So, let's see. They got cougars listed here in Texas. They got
they have cougars?
In Texas. Yeah, they have a Martini Park Dallas Cougar Club, the Hotel Zaza in Dallas, X's and O's in South Lake, Texas, the Glass Cactus in Grapevine, Cool River in Austin, and then Cedar Street in Austin.
So this is the reverse of a chicken hawk. I mean, the other side of
it's
the chicken
it's
hawk.
The female version.
It's the
of a
female
chicken
version
hawk,
of so. The chicken hawk that we all have to. I don't know. It's just I'm scared. Anyway, okay. So is
there is a note in here about Sharon Stone being a cougar. Hang on, since you brought that up, let's see what it says. If it brings it up fast enough.
Brought it up, really, Sharon Stone?
Okay. Yeah, it says cougars.
She's in her 50s or 40, 45 right now, maybe. How old is she?
Oh, this is about the movie. Cougar for a while will star in a film set shooting next year. Cougar finds Stone is a wealthy woman in her 40s who can't resist the charms of younger guys. In the film, Stone falls for a 27-year-old who needs her help getting his business started. So that's about the movie Cougars that was released last year. So mm-hmm. Let's see. And here's some urban cougar movies. Bull Durham. It's all about the sex and sport. What else is there? Oh, yeah, hot cougar action. The Graduate, the mother of them all. Dustin Hoffman ever stand a chance against Anne Bancroft? Think not. Loverboy. Patrick Dempsey is the envy of every college student looking for that killer summer job. His character spends the summer delivering pizzas and bedding domesticated cougars, a.k.a. the MILF.
The MILF ones. Okay. Yeah.
The Secret of My Success. I remember, oh, my God. Secret of My Success. I forgot that. Once Bitten. Oh, my God. That's an old one.
Once
Class
Bitten?
Class starring Rob Lowe, where Rob Lowe does Jacqueline Bissonette, who's his boarding school roommate's mom.
Mm-hmm.
American Pie, Miss Stifler.
Gosh, there's a lot. There's a lot of reference already movies. Wow.
Yeah. So let's see what else they got on here.
I keep thinking, yeah, Demi Moore and Sharon Stone.
Demi Moore, Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher. Okay, so yeah, I mean, what should we do? I mean, nothing.
Well, we shouldn't do anything because
do anything. We just need to watch out for them, and we could talk about them. And ooh, that's a cougar.
Okay, urban cougar.
Do you think there's gonna be let's say a lesbian version though? The cougar that looks at the
I'm sure
I guess.
I'm sure there's a lot of that already. I just don't know that many lesbians that talk about it. So,
mm-hmm.
I know a friend of mine, BK, when she used to go to the bar, she used to, she said, I remember when I was young and just come out, all the older Bulldogs used to come, like, be all over me like flies on shit.
Oh.
And she said, as I got older, it got less and less because I wasn't the fresh meat anymore. So, so it's the same with women, I guess, as it is gay men. So.
Mm-hmm. It happens, so. I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so shall we move along with one of the topics that we have here? Hold on.
Let's see. And you're talking about getting pegged?
Yes, okay. I got this article. I actually...
What if they do it with their aranus?
The aneros? Yeah, the aneros, yeah. No, well, I guess they would. Okay, so this is an article that was posted by... It was posted by Ron Serratia, actually. And actually, it's an article in the Village Voice written by Steve Weinstein entitled, Pegging Goes Big. Straight Men Get It in the End. So we're talking about...
What? Has he not read Craigslist?
Yeah, Craigslist is a lot of that, yeah. Okay. Just the two paragraphs on this one. I read it really quickly. Considering how liberated gay men are supposed to be, I'm amazed by how many of my brothers refuse to recognize that some straight men like to get fucked. Okay, so yes, you heard correctly. Not bisexual, not situational homosexuals like in a jail or private school or in the Navy, but straight people. So I wouldn't have believed it either if I hadn't experienced it myself. For the past few years, my ex and I have shared a rampantly straight man who loves to get it in the end. A serious bodybuilder, Ricardo, not his real name, met my ex at the gym, now separated from his wife who, tired of his serial affairs with women, Ricardo loves the stimulation of a good ass-pounding in women in between bedding women. So, yeah, it's the strap-on solution, I guess. It's maybe like what you said, the guys using aneros, like their prostate being massaged, but they're straight. Okay, how do you consider that? Anal sex on the guy's side, it's not necessarily gay now. Or it's not really necessarily gay.
Anal sex is necessarily a gay thing. I think that it's all about some guys like their ass being played with. And that's why I think there are a lot of married guys out there that advertise on Craigslist because their wives either won't do it or they're scared to ask their wives for it. So the only way they can get it done is going and having sex with gay men, get their butt plowed.
And then go home and plow their wives because they got turned on.
Mm-hmm. So...
That is interesting. So it's not really gay.
But I think if you've looked at most of the documentaries that have been on like TV about sex workers and stuff, a majority of what they get requested is either spank guys or fuck them with a dildo.
Okay. I think they're just... They would prefer the latter, yes. Or maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Guys getting fucked and it's not gay. Mike was telling me about a story about someone. The girl went to the gay guys. Went to how can I make my love making with my boyfriend more pleasurable? So since you're a gay guy, so you guys are gay guys, you can maybe give me some tips. Okay, tell him to clean up. So the gay guy said.
Well, hell, you need to tell most young gay guys that they need to learn how to wash their ass.
Yes. So he told the girl, their fag hag or their girl, because tell your boyfriend to clean up there in the ass area. And then when you're giving him a BJ in bed, slip in your finger in the ass. So that's what he was saying. And then... The guy, and then later on they did it, the girlfriend did it, and then the guy told the girlfriend that please don't I like it a lot, but please don't do it again because it's really gay. That's what he said. But no, I don't think so. I think it's not really gay. Anal stimulation is really just for everyone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What makes you gay is your preference, really.
That's what is your purpose that you want to have sex with. And I think even some of the guys that like anal sex, that can't get it from their wives are not gay. They just enjoy having their ass played with. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the only way to get that is to
have sex with another guy.
Have sex with the gay guys, because there are a lot of guys that, like I said, on Craigslist, always advertising, saying, "Look, my girlfriend's gone. I guess I'm bi because I like having anal sex and looking for somebody well hung to come pound me." So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that is interesting. That I go to Craigslist a lot. So, you look at Craigslist a lot, don't you?
That's my smoke break.
Oh, that's your smoke break. You go to Craigslist. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, let's go on. Let's move on. So, but if you guys have comments, send your voice comments. 206-222-BEAR. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us what you think about that. Is it gay?
And if you're straight guys that listen to Bear Podcast, call in and give us your stories.
Yeah.
Or email us your stories.
Or if you have a friend who's straight.
Yeah, a supposed friend. Yeah, straight friend.
Yeah, supposed friend who's got a, call in. Or send us an email. Okay, so next. This is
maybe something. Maybe next week we need to post an ad on Craigslist and get somebody to call in.
That is right.
Or straight guys that like to get it up the bum.
Let's put the voicemail in there so they would call in then. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Okay, so moving on. This is a recipe, actually. Not really a recipe, but it's a tip that I got from Mike Angry Goatee from, where is he, from the East Coast. I don't know, where is he from? West Virginia? Virginia? I'm not sure. Okay. Beef hot dogs being steamed with beer. Have you ever tried that?
Well, when we do the hot dogs at Tony's Beer Bus, we cook them in beer.
Oh, you cook it in beer. Okay. So you use a crock pot.
Yeah.
And then you just put it in how many beers?
We have draft beer, so we just fill it up until we fill it up like it's water and put the hot dogs in it and let them cook.
The way I tasted it, how different is it? I don't remember. I did try once, but I don't remember how it tasted. But this is different.
Which time did you try it? Did you try it the first Sunday we did it or the second Sunday? Because the second Sunday we did it, we all jacked off into the pot beforehand.
Oh,
so it made it more flavorful.
That's why it tasted.
Yeah, that's why it had that nice salty taste that you like.
That's right. And some sweet too. Somebody ate a watermelon or something.
Something like that.
Okay. What Mike did was he was telling me he steamed it instead of boiling it in. You know what I mean? He has a steamer, so boiling in the middle. So that's one way to do it. And he used beef hot dogs. Did we use beef hot dogs?
Oh, I think we do whatever.
Whatever
we got.
Hot dog, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Must be nice with beef hot dogs. So anyway, tip I got, maybe you guys listening out there, maybe you have an idea on how to cook hot dogs the way you like it. I don't know how, but yeah. Okay, so next topic. Something geeky.
Are we talking about Geeks of the Round Table?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or actually geekroundtable.com.
Yep.
Hey guys, I found this new podcast that I think they're on their third, maybe fourth episode coming out this week. Actually, I'm talking to guys that's on the podcast. His name's Ned. Him and a group of his buddies gang around, and I thought we get geeky sometimes. These guys take it to a whole new level. They talk about all things geek, comics, movies, games, television, galore is their tag. But Ned is on the board, I think, for Comic-Con, and I've been talking to him about interviewing him and some other people out there. He also works at the Bear Club that puts on the costume contest, mm-hmm. The costume party during Comic-Con. So I've been talking to him a little bit, and he turned me on to his show that they just started. And you can actually go to geekroundtable.com, and it's actually quite a motley little crew they have there.
Yeah, they do. I saw the pictures, and some of them are woofy.
Mm. Oh, no. I think a couple of them are straight, though. And I know they got a chick on there, too. So
okay.
I don't know exactly who everybody is. I think the one with the – there's one on there named Matt. He's kind of cute. So, And I can't figure out which one's Ned. So
okay.
I'll have to email him and find out which one he is in the pictures. Or he'll have to tell us who everybody is. So.
Is Ned gay?
I would assume so if he works at a gay club. But that doesn't mean anything. But I assume he is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Does he have a wide stance?
I don't know.
You know. So. Yeah, find out. Maybe he is the gay.
And there is the gay. Maybe we can talk. Maybe we can have. Maybe we can do a joint show with him and his crew about pegging, since he has straight boys on his show and a girl. Maybe they can fill us in on the pegging deal.
Yeah, let's have a straight people in the show. That'd be good.
Yeah. Well, guys, go check out their on the third podcast. It's geeksroundtable.com. They talk about comic books. They did one of the shows. They were talking about different comic books, about actually the first time that this is a female is actually writing Wonder Woman, and if they seen any differences. And then they talked about all the movies that are coming out this summer. So they kind of geeked out on that. So it's been pretty cool.
You know what? That's a great idea. Why not a woman write Wonder Woman?
Woman, exactly. And this is the first time in history that a woman's doing it. So, and they talked about it, and they said, well, does it really matter? And I was
feminist.
Like, well,
there's going to be a feminist side.
You know. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Well, our last topic would be something.
The Hoff.
Do you guys have MySpace? You guys have Facebook or Friendster or what else? iMeme, whatever social networking website you are in. There is a Hoff space now. Well, it's not called Hoff space, but I call it Hoff space. So some people call it Hoff space, because David Hasselhoff has his own social networking website now. So if you go to davidhasselhoff.com, and you'll be able to sign up in the social networking website for the Hoff. I personally haven't been in there. I've been to the website, and I find it creepy. I used to like David Hasselhoff during the Knight Rider days. That's about it. But now he's gone creepy. Though, you know, when he was talking to his daughter while he was drunk and eating a burger and stuff like that. And David Hasselhoff, you know, just being weird, drunk all the time. Anyway, so yeah, he's got his own. He's got davidhasselhoff.com. You go to that. Are you looking at it, Ray? Are you looking at
no.
it?
No.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Okay. Well, you don't have to, but if you guys are listening out there, go to davidhasselhoff.com, and on the right, sign up for the social networking website. So, yeah, you can do that. Okay. That's about it. That's all we have.
That's all we have. That's it, folks. That's the end of episode 214.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to
have a good Pride. If your city's having your Pride celebration this weekend like ours, standing out in the hot, sweaty, humid Houston evening.
Yeah, we'll be. Yeah, we're going to be. Well, on Pride this coming Saturday. Everybody, people from Houston out there listening, we're just going to be there around 6 o'clock. I think people have to line up around 6, something like that, and. It starts later in the night, which is cool. You're number 80. Houston Air Bears, is it number 80? Number
75.
Number 75?
Wow. We're off Hazard and... I can't remember what Hazard and... I can't remember what the cross street is.
Hazard Mandel.
Maybe it's Hazard and Mandel. What's the one that runs right there by Dietrich Coffee?
Oh, I don't know. Hazard, Mandel. I don't remember. Anyway, yeah. Well, I'm sure it's going to be on the Houston Air Bears website, right?
Yep, I actually posted it. That's why I was trying to remember it, and I can't. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, HoustonAirBears.com for more info. If you guys are in Houston, check out our float. Yeah, Houston Air Bears. And also, check out our dragon. I'll be posting pictures of the dragon if I can.
Mayor just wants y'all to check out his dragon, folks.
Yeah.
He can't wait for y'all not to check out his dragon.
Okay. So, all right. Thank you guys for listening. And, we're going to wrap this up. Guys, if you have comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Bear. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to have some voicemail from you guys. Yeah. Okay. Which is the website. The official website is www.bearpodcast.com. Go to MySpace. You have a MySpace also. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Subscribe via iTunes. And yeah, that's it. All right, Ray. So I'll see you when? On the weekend?
I guess this weekend, or unless you are. Well, I doubt we'll see it bowling because I'll probably work on that float.
Oh, yeah.
That day.
You're watching the float. Okay. So thanks, Ray. And I'll see you soon, Ray. And
all right.
Everybody out there, we'll catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.